The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, well, hello, Pam Stakes. What are you doing uptown?
I have been uptown practically all day.
What in the world is the matter here?
Sit down, sit down. Oh, wait a minute. I take all these papers off the chair. I think my office is a mess. We lost a very important letter. Miss Winters and I have been turning everything upside down. What is the trouble?
Oh, what do you suppose?
Have you been with Madge?
Yes. We have just got to move out of our house. We cannot stay with Charlie and Madge Bemis any longer. You have got to think up some good excuse to move to a hotel or something until a new house is ready. I just cannot take Madge Bemis any longer.
Honey, just calm down, will you? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Nothing. I've been sitting by while Madge looks over wallpapers and fabrics for my new house and says, now, we want this, and we want that. Every time I open my mouth, she says, oh, no, darling, that wouldn't be right at all. And you know how Madge is? She just takes over.
Yeah, I know, honey. I sympathize. Believe me, I do. But I can't talk about it right now. I've got problems of my own. We've lost this letter from the Gallagher.
She made me leave the baby at Eleanor's this morning, and I don't think Eleanor liked it at all. But you know how Madge is? She just charges in, and everybody else goes along with the idea. I'm beginning to believe I'm the follower type of personality rather than a leader.
Well,
if I do speak up, she just mows me down.
We'll discuss it tonight. Hello.
It makes me sick.
Yes. Yes, who is it?
Exactly.
Who? Mr. Dibble. Oh.
Oh, what's gone wrong out at the new house now?
Well, I don't know anything about it, Mr. Dibble. Hold on just a minute, will you?
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. He's all excited. Seems some woman is out there giving him orders, wanting him to change this and change...
Madge, it must be Madge. And she said she was going right home to her place. She must have gone out to the new house.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, she's out there raising Cain, apparently, and Dibble is fit to be tied, and I can't say I'm...
typical.
Look, what? Hello. Hello, Mr. Quit? Well, you can't quit until our house is finished. What do you mean, quit, Mr.?
Tell him we'll be out there right away.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on.
I cannot
go out there now. Look, it's only 3:30.
Somebody has got to do something.
Well, look, with all the trouble we've had building this house, I've been out there more than you have all summer. Now, you go on out there.
I just can't handle Madge. Here she wants to paint our living room bright red, and I've been planning on Williamsburg blue, and you should see the wallpaper for our bedroom. When I just say flatly I don't like something, she just brushes me aside. She says, in time, I'll love it. Well, I won't love it.
Mr. Dibble. We'll be right out.
If you want to know more than merely what's going on in the world, if you want, in addition, the perspective of a brilliant world traveler whose entire life has been one fascinating travelogue, listen to Lowell Thomas. For hard news or delightful human interest sidelights, join Lowell Thomas. You can't beat him. Enjoy the worldly wisdom of the man who climbed to the rooftop of the world to meet the boy god of Tibet in person. Get the slant of the man who went back of the beyond to Australia's Never Never Land. Follow the colorful views of the man as at home, on camelback, as in taxi. Monday through Friday on most of these stations, hear Lowell Thomas reporting the news. And those same evenings and Sunday too, catch up with the nation's business news with Walter Cronkite. Brief, hard-hitting facts of business life, checked and rechecked, are yours from Walter Cronkite with today's business news.
Watch out, now. Don't fall over any of that lumber.
Why, we still got all this lumber around here. It was too much ordered, now it's just going to waste.
I don't know. I don't know why we ever decided to build a house in the first place. One darn headache after another.
There's Mr. Dibble coming to meet us.
Oh,
dear, he looks mad as a wet hen. Where do you suppose Madge is?
In the house, I suppose. Ah, well, Mr. Dibble, what's the trouble here? We got out here as fast as we could.
I've been building houses for 40 years now. I think I know something about it. And I don't like people coming around here here telling me how to do things.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Dibble. I didn't ask Mrs. Venus to come out here. I really don't know
why. Some people just rubs you the wrong way. And I shouldn't say this if she's a friend of yours, but she's sure one of them women that rubs me the wrong way.
Well,
coming around here telling me I didn't do things right, start bossing the men. Well, they don't like it. Don't you leave. They're supposed to take their orders from me.
Yes, yes, of course, Mr. Dibble.
They say to me, you're the boss. Just as I say to them, you're the boss. And if you want something done, why, then you tell me and I'll see if it's done. But I don't go for this business of some stranger coming out here, getting me all riled up and getting my men all riled up.
Well, we're very sorry, Mr.
Mr. and Mrs. Bemis are the people we're living with while we're waiting to move in here, Mr.
I wouldn't
Dibble.
Live with that woman in 2 minutes.
No, well, we didn't expect to live with the Bemises ourselves, Mr. Dibble, but we had to get out of our house, as you know, and we expected to move into this place September 1st, which is what you originally promised.
I never said the word promise in my life. I remember my exact words. I said, September 1st, that's the date we'll go for. Exactly what I said. I don't like people saying I said things I didn't say. I never said promise at all.
Well, all right. Maybe you didn't actually use the word promise.
Well, I don't like people saying I said things I didn't.
Well, never mind all that now. It's after September 1st, and we aren't in the house. We're just hoping to get in there by October 1st.
No chance of that. No, siree. Not if you're going to make all the changes this friend of yours is planning to make.
Changes?
Yep. She's in there now. Got all sorts of bright ideas. Going to change this, change that. Oh, we had quite a do about it. I said I wasn't going to do anything about it until you said so.
Well, I should think not. My gosh, Major's got a lot of nerve. What kind of changes was she planning for our house?
I don't know. I didn't even know she was coming
It's up to you. Up to you. You want to make them, I'll make them. But now don't get any ideas coming out of my pocket. Any changes you make, that's your doing. I want that clearly understood. But if you are going to rip up that bathroom and tear out them two closets...
Tear out two closets? Rip up them?
If I was you, I'd get in there and talk to her.
Madge, where are you?
I think I hear walking around upstairs here. Madge!
Oh, come on up. Am I glad you came out here. I don't know where you picked up that Mr. Dibble, but he certainly doesn't know how to build a house.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, Mr. Dibble. Madge, Mr. Dibble is with us.
Nope, I'm not going to be with you. I'll wait down here.
Well, yes, maybe you'd better. Come on, dear.
I didn't know you were driving out here, Madge. I thought you were going on home after I left you.
Well, I got the bright idea of measuring some of these windows as much as I can so we can order the fabric and get started in your draperies.
Look here, Madge. You've got Mr. Dibble all upset.
Well, he ought to be upset.
Well, Madge, we're trying to get him to finish the house as quickly as possible, and we hate to have trouble with it.
No, he doesn't bother me at all. Look how they put these windows in. And have you seen the tile in your bathroom? That's all got to be ripped out.
Ripped out?
Come here, look at it. Mr. Dibble, come on up here. You're the one who's responsible for this mess.
Madge, please don't talk to him like that. I mean, he's a very nice man, really, even though we've had our problems.
Look, he may be a nice man, but he does a sloppy job. Now, look at the tile around that bathtub. It's all crooked, and it doesn't even match properly. Now, if you're paying for it, and I'm sure you're paying right through the nose, you might as well have it done right.
Oh, my gosh, it is crooked.
And the color doesn't match. Look, those are two different shades of pink.
Well, I don't think anybody'd notice it, Madge. I wouldn't.
It was the first thing I noticed when I walked in. And let me tell you something. Unless you sit on these guys, they do it any old way they want to. Just to get it done.
Well, I want it done. I want to move in,
You Madge. Want it done right.
Well, frankly, I can see it is a bit crooked, but I can't see that the tile doesn't match, Madge.
You can't see it. Two entirely different shades.
Well, even so, Madge, to rip it all out and start over, I mean, they'd have to order all new tile and wait for it to come.
That's right.
And then they'd have
to order all new tile. Might take several weeks to get just what you want. You can't tell about
well,
that.
Well, you are going to order all new tile, Mr. Dibble, and it's going to be all done over at your expense. It was your mistake, and you are going to pay for it.
Madge, please, I mean, now let us discuss this.
Nothing to discuss. The tile is wrong, it's put in wrong, and it is going to be changed. Another thing, your closets. Do you know why those two closets in your dressing room are so shallow? Because Mr. Dibble miscalculated on the linen closet.
I don't like anybody saying I miscalculated. I went right according to the blueprint.
I saw the blueprint. It doesn't call for any linen closet 5 feet deep. Have you seen it? It's like Mammoth Cave.
Oh, yes, but
how are you going to put anything in the back? Are you going to crawl in with a flashlight to get a clean washcloth?
But think of the mess, Madge, if all three closets are done over.
That is Mr. Dibble's problem and expense, not yours.
No, you look here.
Don't you let him put anything over on you. He knows he's made a mistake. He knows he's wrong. And in the kitchen. Did you see where the cupboards went in today? You'll need a 6-foot ladder every time you want to get anything. Come on. Come on downstairs and let me show you two. You too, Mr. Dibble.
I want to tell you that I resent anybody saying I'm trying to put anything over on anybody. I've been building houses for 40 years.
Well, if it takes another 40 years, this is going to be done right. Come on, you two.
Yes, we're coming, Madge. We're coming. What's the matter?
Why do you let her do this? You just stand there. Why, we'll never get into this house. She's getting Mr. Dibble so mad, and now all these changes.
Well, look, I may not like the way she does it, but you got to give her credit. I mean, in a way, she's right.
Right?
Yes. If we're paying for it, it ought to be done right. You could tell from the way Mr. Dibble acted, he knows he's to blame.
Well, it's our house, and Madge is so high-handed.
Well, maybe we should be glad she is. Actually, you should have noticed these things if you want to know. You're out here more than I am, and Madge may go a little overboard, but if you had some of her gumption, I mean, instead of being so quick to say that everything's all right, I mean, just because you're so soft-hearted, you don't want to hurt Mr. Dibble's feelings, well, you are, darling, you are. I mean, it's just nice to be sweet and all that.
Now you want me to be more like Madge.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just said that if you had more gumption.
Thank you. Now it's my fault the house isn't ready. Well, I am sick and tired of this new house. I don't want any more of it. Any more of the house or you or Madge or Mr. Dibble or anything. I hate everybody. Mostly you.
My gosh, I went over to your office to get a ride home. They said you'd left at 3:30. I had to take the bus home. What are you doing out in the yard? Where is everybody?
Well, my wife's up in our room. She's not speaking to me. Your wife's in the kitchen. She's not speaking to Mr. Dibble, the general contractor who's building our house, and he's not speaking to me. In fact, he doesn't want to speak to anybody.
What is going on?
I don't know. But let me tell you something, Charlie. I know you're thinking of buying those 2 acres next to our house, but don't do it. Don't plan to build a house. My gosh, our architect, Mr. Rogers, warned us. He said before it's over, nobody's going to be speaking to anybody else.
Oh, now look, pal, I'm sure you're all making a mountain out of a molehill. It can't be as bad as all that.
All I know is your wife has decided that Mr. Dibble has done some things wrong and they have to be done over. Madge has insisted on it. That means we can't possibly get into our new house before at least another month.
Another month? You mean it's all Madge's fault?
That's not her fault. The truth is, she's absolutely right. It's just that, well, we may have to be staying here with you longer.
Another month? I mean, not that I care. I mean, it's swell having you. You know, it's just that... Look, keep your dog out of my chrysanthemums, will you, pal?
Oh, Brownie, stop that. Brownie, come here. I can't whistle. Brownie, come here. That's the boy. Come here. I'm sorry, Charlie.
It's okay. Well, I'll go in and see how dinner's coming. Hey, Madge! Madge! Hey, Madge, look, for the love of Mike. When are you going to learn from my business?
Come on, Brownie. Your boy. Come on, boy. That's my boy. Oh, golly, I guess it's true. No matter what happens, whether you're wrong or right, the only creature you can depend on to still love you is your dog. Come on, bro. Come on.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Audrey Christie, Don Briggs, and John Shelley, and is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.